about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Coming into my birthday weekend, I'm a very, very happy, though scared girl. Birthday weekend coming up. Don wanted to know what I was, planning for the weekend. Honestly, it's probably filling out AARP forms, right? Looking at all my Medicare options, Medicare Part D, Part B, you know, it's basically paperwork. Nah, it should be pretty good. I mean, I'm turning 42. I don't mind talking about my age. I have no problem because, honestly, I really don't sound younger than that, so why lie? Once I get into my 50s, though, I'll probably be kind of hiding the age type of thing. But right now, I mean, look, you know, I'm blessed. If the Lord's given me another year of life, that's I should, you know, be pretty happy about it. One of my friends is giving us tickets to the show American Idiot. Have you guys heard about that show? I've heard of it. American Idiot. No, it has nothing to do with anybody in the government. No, I don't know what it's about. I mean, I hope it's not a political type of musical. That would be kind of tough. I don't know. Hope it's not about a radio host. So we're gonna do that. We're also gonna do some. We're working on a little TV demo and stuff. So I work all the time on the weekends. Still doing my show tomorrow. I don't take any time off. I know everybody seems to take the day off on their birthday. For me, you know what day I would want to take off in the year? The day that I really want to take off and I never get to is the day after 4th of July. Do you guys ever notice that? 4th of July gets ruined because we have to be at work early the next day. And where I live in Las Vegas, it doesn't get dark till 9. So you don't really start your fireworks celebration till 8, 9 o'clock-ish. I mean, it gets dark maybe around 8-ish. And then I'm like, all right, everybody leave the house. I got to go to bed because I got to get up early. If I was going to take a day off, it's going to be the day after 4th of July. The problem is that's when we're coming back from the Dr. Dahlia cruise, so I'm already off. So I'm pretty happy there. You always kind of look up who shares a birthday with you. My birthday is June 16. Tupac Shakur, his birthday was the same as mine. And I forgot about that. You know, the day he was shot, the night he was shot and died, I was on that night. He was brought into UMC Trauma. I was on that night, and we talked about that, how he was still alive when he came in. And the biggest concern many of us had, and we were trained to handle, is while we were getting him into trauma ICU and while we were stabilizing and doing everything, is we were very concerned that the gang that shot him was going to come in to finish the job. And so we were instructed where to, you know, duck down, where to evacuate, where to do what we need to do. Unfortunately, he still died that night. Tupac Shakur, same birthday as me. John Cho, I guess he was the one in Harold and Kumar or something. He has the same. Diana DeGarmo. I don't know if you guys know Diana DeGarmo. Diana DeGarmo was a really good, she was like a runner-up on American Idol, could sing amazingly. I'm a big fan of her. The skinny sister on Roseanne, Lori Metcalf, right? Eddie LaVert, Joan Van Ark, Mickelson. Yeah. So Phil Mickelson, he had, didn't he just make his kids' graduation and then do a red eye before he had to tee off? So Eddie Van Halen also supposed to, Joan Van Ark, same birthday as me. So I'm pretty happy. No, my name isn't in the celebrity list. I don't know. See, famous June 16 birthdays. I'll write them. People are like, Doctor Who? No, Dr. Dahlia. So anyway, that's what's going on for me this weekend. We got, though, for you guys, some of you are like, all right, is she done? No, I'm not done. Okay. I don't want to talk about my birthday anymore, but we got a lot to talk about. Air pollution triggering abnormal heart rhythms. And you know how I worry about my truckers out there, and I worry about a lot of you guys that are stuck in traffic All right. You know, air pollution, maybe you could, you know, sneak from your office, get back to your house, throw on an air filter and be okay. But a lot of you live in places where you got some pretty bad traffic, pretty bad pollution. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there's a medication that men use, you know, for, you know, reducing hair loss, Propecia. They find that that may actually reduce your interest in alcohol, which means those people trying to sober up could possibly take something less violent than the anabuse. So this is kind of some interesting stuff. Well, interesting for me. Then they say doctors should not dress casual. They should dress up nice and sharp because it looks cleaner. Do you really care what your doctor wears? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Then a study has come out saying men are the cause of menopause. Men. All right? We'll talk about how. I mean, I know we women like to blame. I like to blame my husband. I like to blame my husband for, you know, whenever anything goes wrong, because it's hard to blame the kids. They're not old enough. I'm starting to learn how I can blame the kids for something going wrong and not feeling guilty about it. But my husband, remember, I mean, he's legally bound, you know, to be my husband. So I could get away with a lot more giving him crap, unfortunately. And now I guess there's a theory that men are responsible for women's menopause. Also, scientists have figured out that we can smell out melanoma because there's a different odor. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your love, your happy birthday wishes at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Your birthday presents, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thanks, guys, for the comments on Pawn Stars. The show Pawn Stars, it went well yesterday. I was on it selling a Civil War medical syringe. This was something we used to use to treat soldiers pretty rapidly, throw something caustic in there, silver nitrate, boric acid, stick it in the urethra, plunge it in, and that would very painfully kill gonorrhea or syphilis and get our soldiers back on the field to do what they need to do. STDs were rampant among the Civil War prostitutes, according to Rick at Pawn Stars. Rick Harrison, you know, set up shop right near the battlefields. So men could, you know, get their jollies. Unfortunately, STDs would limit our troops' abilities to do what they needed to do. So pretty cool stuff. It was a great show last night. Thanks, Pawn Stars, for letting me be on as often as you are. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Power bill yet? Well, you know what? Actually, the power bill, I think it's almost past due. That's what's hard. I love Las Vegas. I love living where I live in Southern Nevada. I, you know, basically grew up in Southern United States, Southwest, even though everybody thinks I'm from back east, which is on my bucket list to live back east just for at least a year or two, just to, you know, kind of be where somehow my past life roots must have been, you know? But, damn, power bills, pretty expensive this time of year. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of past life, isn't AEG using Michael Jack? Isn't AEG in the Michael Jackson suit using a quote unquote like a who are those people that talk to people of in the dead? Right? They talk to people on the other side. Oh, I don't know. You know, like it was in the movie Ghost. I don't know what you call those people that can listen to. Yeah, so anyway, they're using, I guess, that as testimony. You guys heard about that? All right, hold on a second here. Brenda Ritchie, who I think was Lionel Richie's wife, I don't know. Apparently, she had talked to a medium who had channeled, I guess, the spirit of Michael Jackson. Now, I'm not ridiculing or making fun of that at all by any means. I think some people do have the ability to communicate with loved ones. I don't know if so much it happens like it did in the Ghost movie with Whoopi Goldberg, or if it's in the form of dreams, you know? I don't know. I mean, you know, personally, I think we would be naive to think that it's all over from here. You know, people always ask me, Dr. Dahlia, what's death like? You know, well, I'm a doctor. I went to medical school. I mean, thank God, never had to experience that. What we do hear are a variety of things when people die. And I wish we had one of you guys listening out there who claims you died and saw what the other side was and then got resuscitated and came back. If any of you are out there, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ooh, Dahlia, it's me. I'd be like, I would freak out. If somebody from the other side was talking to me, I would freak out. You know, when you were little and you were listening to the Bible stories and, not so much the Bible stories, but you were, you know, learning about the Bible and God would talk to Samuel, right? So Samuel's just kind of sitting there, I don't know, tending the sheep or goats. And you hear, you know, God would call him, you know, Samuel. You know, he's like, what? What? Who, me? And that must have freaked them out. Okay? You know, but I believe that stuff could happen. I just do. I just don't really know of anybody who's actually experienced that. But when you look at actually people who have died and been resuscitated, okay, many of them say they saw light. Many of them say, I didn't even realize I was dead. Okay? Some of you have asked, is death supposed to be like when you're put under for anesthesia? All right? Where it's just basically you're asleep and you have absolutely no idea. I don't want to think that that's the way it is. I want to think that, God forbid, when we're done on this earth, we got a whole lot of work to do. Right? And there's so many things we need to do. I like to think like maybe there's a whole other dimension. That there's a whole, you know, like the Matrix, there's a whole nother world going on. I just like to think that because, yeah, I mean, of course, you know, it gives you hope. Okay. But that's how I kind of look at things. Okay. I think that, Michael Jackson is probably up in heaven. I know many people think he wouldn't be. I think he's up there. You know, because he's pretty musical and he sings well and, you know, I mean, overall nice guy, right? Yeah. I think a lot of people are up in heaven. Hitler, no. Hitler would be burning in hell. I definitely believe that. But I do believe that people have died and were brought back to life. I do believe that happens. In terms of what they saw, if that was really what they saw, or if it was a type of a stimulatory response, a hyperstimulatory response from the brain being regenerated type of thing, that's a whole other story. Like, you know, I mean, what we see and what happens in our brain and what we perceive versus what really happened, I don't know if you could figure that out. I know they're trying. You know, we have these functional MRIs and, you know, PET scans to look at depression. I mean, they're trying to figure that stuff out. But I think so many of us expect the light, right? We expect to see the gates. We expect to see God, our saints up there. And so clouds, you know, la, that type of singing. No, Dr. Dahlia's singing would not be allowed in heaven. I can tell you that right now. I think they've already communicated with me saying, oh, hell no. No singing at all. So I have to be quiet. God forbid I'm ever up there. But I think when people come back and say they saw the light, okay, I don't know if so much that was them seeing heaven as much as that was the brain recharging and you seeing light. In terms of what your optic nerve and your brain and the, occipital lobe and all the other, you know, intricacies with our brain anatomy elicit to you. So I don't have any information on that. But if somebody thinks they have had a conversation with somebody from the other side, that's all I leave that at. It's cool. That's it. I mean, if they want to, you know, take that information and run with it, as long as it's good information. Like, for example, right, if Grandpa, my father died back in 2004, if he wants to speak to my kids and say, quit screwing around, right, and do your schoolwork and listen to your mama once in a while, I'll say that's true, all right? But if you have somebody from the other side saying you need to be the next president, okay, and maul everybody down in your path, no, that person's going away. That's how I look at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One thing I think is hilarious is when people make Twitter accounts for some of their family or some of, like, their pets, et cetera. Like, remember that snake that escaped the, was it the Manhattan Zoo or whatever? So somebody had a Twitter account of the snake talking. Right? Going, whoa, man, trying to cross the street. Woo! So, do we think that, animals, will be able to speak to humans? Yeah, remember that study came out earlier this week? They think that we'll be able to understand what our animals are telling us. But those are live animals. If somebody says that their dead animal is talking to them, I don't have anything for them except maybe some Thorazine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Dan calling from Texas. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hi, Dan, Doug.
You there?
My wife's birthday and my daughter's birthday is both on June 16th, so I want to wish you a happy birthday while we celebrate ours.
Oh, no way! That is cool. I think June 16th, it has some celestial importance out there. I'm pretty excited about that. Thank you, Dan. Happy birthday to them as well.
Okay, I do have a question for you, though. My wife does have borderline diabetes. She's taken, there's a pill she's taken. She has the nervous biopathy or something like that.
Neuropathy, yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. In her feet. And so I was wondering if, like, one of those foot massager soakers would be a practical birthday present for her. Alleviate some of the symptoms.
You are a wonderful husband. Yeah. I mean, if she's my birthday sister, we got to do everything we can to help her. Here's the thing that confuses me, Dan. If she's only borderline diabetes, why does she already have neuropathy? Borderline diabetics usually won't get the neuropathy. Your full-blown diabetics would. So I would absolutely. I think the foot massager is a great idea. I think that's a phenomenal gift. Amen. If you're thinking about that, but I think she should also get a little bit more evaluation of what's going on. Because if her diabetes is mild, yes, you could have some eye changes, you could have some kidney changes, maybe a little bit of nerve changes. But somebody with, you know, full blown neuropathy, which is very painful and very annoying and difficult to manage, makes me wonder if there's something a little bit more. Maybe there's like a nerve pinch in her back. Maybe there's some blood vessel issues, some claudication issues, etc. So that would just be, not to worry you, but I would just make sure they don't just say that's just diabetic neuropathy without looking at it a little closer.
Well, we did have a sonogram on her leg to make sure there's no blood clots or any clogged arteries or anything like that, too. So
beautiful. Okay, good job, good. And then maybe some little nookie nookie's always a nice birthday present too.
One little quick thing. If you want to find out what happened to Hitler after he died, watch the show Little Nicky with Adam Sandler.
Oh yeah, it's with the pineapples. Yeah. And he's got to pick the big pineapple before he bends over. All right, Dan, God bless you. Wish your family happy birthday for me. We'll be right back, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys. Woo-hoo! All right, I know it's party time. Woo! I know I love going into the weekend. All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big shout out to XM Channel 244 that airs the Dr. Dahlia Show. Those aren't replays, by the way. At 5 in the morning Eastern time, that's the second hour. My show is 3 hours long. So XM tries to play two of the hours, although it's separate. But my show is live noon to 3 Eastern time every day, 9 to noon Pacific time every day live. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Kent calling from Idaho. Hey, Kent, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, how you doing, Doc? Love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
Well, I've got aromas in both feet and severe neuropathy to the point that I have broken toes and didn't know about it until the swelling and discoloration really got pronounced. But I was wondering if, what can I do about the neuropathy, and I'm not diabetic. It's just I have no feeling in my feet, and I think I don't know why.
Well, now, Kent, you said you had neuromas in both feet?
Yes, I have neuromas, yes.
Okay.
And I thought that was tied to my neuropathy, but the doctor, I haven't had anybody explain to me why, other than ask me if I'm diabetic or check my blood, but yet I am not diabetic. I have good blood. I mean, good sugar.
Good.
But yet I have this neuropathy, severe.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a variety of things that cause neuropathy. I mean, the first thing we always look at is diabetes, but we also should be looking at B12 deficiency, B1 deficiency, B6 deficiency. We should also be looking to see if you do have neuromas, little tumors of nerves. That's a biggie. The fact that you've already kind of been diagnosed with some of them, absolutely, those are painful. They're like big rubber band balls of nerves. If you have certain...
Yeah.
Let's say, nerve pinching, things that are more mechanical in the area that were from trauma. If you have things that could be more referred pain from disc issues, people with bilateral feet pain, it may not always just be the foot. It could also be stemming from the back. It could be stemming from other body parts. You also have issues where it's not so much neuropathy as much as it's metatarsalgia, which is toe pain and bone pain that feels like neuropathy, but it's not neuropathy. It's the pain in the bones. If you drank alcohol, if you had lupus, if you had autoimmune issues, a variety of things. Some people that have been exposed to certain, like, heavy metals with their work, chemicals, toxins, poisons, that could do it too. So usually what we recommend, Kent, is have a neurologist try to assess where the neuropathy is coming from. Now, he may say, well, it's not diabetic neuropathy, but it's peripheral neuropathy. Now, peripheral neuropathy just means it's not central, meaning it's not in the brain. Peripheral means you're having the neuropathy in the periphery of your body. But again, that could be due to the vitamin deficiency. It could be due to kidney issues. It could be due to a low thyroid. You could have some liver issues. These nerves are so damn sensitive. And, that you got to kit and glove these suckers because anything could make them hurt. What have you done thus far in terms of getting this evaluated?
Well, I've been to a foot and ankle specialist, and all I've done is orthotics as far as the neuromas. And I'm really not getting any deeper questions or inquiring as to why I have neuropathy. Now, I do have a fairly severe spinal ephesis, mm-hmm. my back, which nobody's really helped me on the neuropathy. I've complained about it, and I get a lot of shrugs.
Are you
I don't know.
Near a big city, or are you more in a small town over there?
Boise. Yes,
Boise is big,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think I need to go to a neurologist then?
Well, because I I'm not saying you have to jump and have surgery, but I mean, sometimes if these neuromas are bothering you, if an injection doesn't work per neuroma, where they inject some steroid around there, sometimes they just cut the sucker out. If you have some localized areas that are generating the nerve pain and you've been diagnosed with neuromas, first we try the orthotics, second we try some injections, and third, they may even consider surgery. Surgery is not always the first option because sometimes when you go in to get the surgery done, it could unfortunately cause, more nerve regrowth pain, etc. But I mean, if you're at the point where you can barely walk and nothing's working, the reason why I say the neurologist should get involved is because the neurologist could do some nerve conduction tests on there to actually figure out which nerve it is. Some people with certain neuropathy, it's along a certain nerve, and they could identify that nerve and then treat it. But if he's like, no, it's not so much a nerve, you got these neuromas causing it, well, then they can maybe do decompression surgery, or they could just remove that nerve. And some people have had phenomenal results with that. But where I worry, Kent, about people having foot pain is foot pain leads to knee issues, leads to hip issues, leads to back issues, leads to you not wanting to walk. And if you have spondylolisthesis, where some of the vertebrae in your back aren't aligned that well, then and could cause some nerve pinching there, you could have multiple issues here causing your neuropathy, and just treating one may give you phenomenal results.
Okay, well, thank you, Doctor.
No problem. Please keep me posted. Yeah, please. And again, I mean, Boise, Idaho, you're in, you know, because some people, they're in a small town, so they don't have specialists nearby. Getting an MRI could take weeks, et cetera. But if you're in a city like that, see the neurologist, have them MRI the area, figure out with the nerve conduction test. And I know some of you are groaning because nerve conduction tests aren't the easiest test to do, but have them try to identify which nerves could be the problem, and then have them attack it that way. All right, Kent, keep us posted, buddy.
Thank you, Doc.
No problem. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's frustrating. As we get older and we have older age groups, et cetera, you know, we're starting to deal with issues that many of our, you know, many of our prior family members didn't have. And we had a couple relatives that outlived their 60s, to be honest. Usually the women. The women outlived the men in our family, and the men in our family blame the women. Okay, and I understand that, but the men in my family, there were not one man in our family, I think, lived past 63. All the men in our family just never did. It was usually a cancer or a heart disease or et cetera. All right, so you know, a lot of us, as now we've been able to, you know, fight heart disease, be able to manage cancer, beat cancer, treat cancer, et cetera, we're starting to notice more and more things that really didn't have to be treated in earlier decades. Yeah, you had some neuropathy, so we put people on Neurontin, or we put people on some pain medicines, or we might have done some surgery here and there. But now, us doctors, now in the medical field, nurse practitioners, PAs, have to now learn, and at an increasingly exponential rate, how to deal and treat with more of these issues as our population is aging. You know, even 20 years ago, man's life expectancy was in the 60s. That was just 20 years ago. Now we're going to be hitting, within this decade, we're going to be hitting life expectancy late 70s, 80s for men, well into the 80s for females. That is faster than I would ever expect it. So, you know, with us, you know, knee replacements, hip replacements were a heck of a lot more rare 20 years ago. Now we're seeing this all the time. And which is, again, a problem that we have with our healthcare system. You know, when Medicare was started back in the 60s, they didn't expect people to live past their 60s. All right. Now they're like, wow, we got to pay for cancer treatment and heart treatment and, you know, neuropathy treatment and decompression surgery and facet injections, et cetera. And they weren't expecting this. Number one is, they, you know, that kind of stuff was, you know, didn't exist. But yeah, you had hip replacements. In fact, one of my artifacts I have is an old hip from the hip replacement back in the 60s and 70s. But, you know, more people now need them. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about some of the medical stories that I want to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And by the way, if any of you guys do go and check out our website, definitely do so because we got some, you know, great sponsors there with some good products. We got Squatty Potty, the SquattyPottyStore.com. I'm a huge fan of this. You know, I have constipation issues. I got a Squatty Potty, and I am a happy girl. Why do you think I've been so giggly the last few days? Because I'm good. Good. Remember, happy colon, happy life. So definitely check them out. Also, check out Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze Dry Guy, you can never be too prepared ever easy to purchase these prepackaged foods. They taste yummy. They last forever. It's awesome. So definitely check that out. And if you are on my website, we got some Pawn Star pictures up there. Those are always fun to look at. And sign into our guest book. I always want to know where you guys are listening from. It's really important to me. It is. No, not to save my job. Trust me, if I'm getting fired, I'm getting fired. That's just, you know, it's gonna be something big that probably happens. And then like, no, Dahlia, you're out of here. Sorry, but it helps me because it makes me feel good. I just like to know where you guys are listening from. Get to know more about you guys. So now, this is kind of important here. The I guess the FDA is now trying to urge makers of medical devices, hospital networks, doctors, that implanted devices, pacemakers, defibrillators, can be hacked. Remember we talked about this? This was maybe close to a year ago, where the government was worried that hackers could go into our hospital systems and mess with our monitoring, our defibrillators. Well, the agency is saying right now they have become aware of cybersecurity vulnerabilities and incidents that could directly impact medical devices or hospital network operations, end quote. Yet they still want us with Obamacare to all be on electronic medical records. They say, according to this, the FDA, quote, is recommending that medical device manufacturers and healthcare facilities take steps to assure that appropriate safeguards are in place to reduce the risk of failure due to cyber attack. Now, I don't know about you all, but if I was about to be put on a, you know, God forbid, some sort of defibrillator or pacemaker, okay, that was in somehow related to a computer, I would be scared manureless. I would just be scared. And they say, and one of the reasons why is, you know, I always have issues with malware on my computers. People are always trying to hack into my Twitter account and pretend to be me. I mean, for crying out loud, one of our rogue nurses that we had to fire, put in jail, pretended to be Dr. Dahlia one year. She stole our flu shots, grabbed syringes, and might I add, not enough syringes to equate to the amount of flu shots that she stole, and pretended to be Dr. Dahlia. She, my hair was a little blonder back then. She had wavy, kind of long, unkempt, blondish hair. And, you know, she kind of looked googly-eyed with her tongue sticking out, you know, like I usually do, you know, like a puppy. And she pretended to be Dr. Dahlia. And people said, yeah, Dr. Dahlia gave me my flu shot. But like, when? When? Dr. Dahlia's been out of flu shots. They were stolen, and they're on back order. Nope, she had a clinic up in North Las Vegas, and I mean, it was some scary stuff. And so I don't have as much trust of people and hackers and systems as I think other people do. So I'm already pretty wary and suspicious. They say that the medical devices could be compromised by the introduction of malware into the medical equipment or unauthorized access to configuration settings and medical devices and hospital networks. Now, the other thing that also upsets me is, can't somebody just hack into a system then and say, oh, we got patient Dahlia Wax in room 502. Let's change her orders to Anusol suppositories Q15 minutes. Let's overdose her on the narcotic. I'm extremely nervous. You know, mind you, when I trained at UCLA and at the Sepulveda VA, and I think one of the other VA facilities, everything was starting to be computerized. It was one of the first times I saw computerized electronic medical records in the 90s. This was before the regular civilian medical system started to use them. And I remember looking at that going, this is damn good. This is great. All I have to do is, you know, key in some letters, and I'm able to then look at their medical records. Everything is organized, et cetera. And, I mean, I'm a huge fan of electronic medical records in terms of what they could do in terms of saving money, saving the trees, saving time, saving duplication. I'm a huge fan. But the one thing I am extremely wary of is your privacy and the ability to make sure nobody hacks into that. I know I sound like a broken record, but if the CIA could get hacked, all right, your doctor's little medical system or your hospital's medical system could be hacked as well. And I get extremely nervous by that, which means you need to tell your staff, or you need to tell the nurses that are taking care of you, to double-check each and every order. Well, at that point, all the benefits electronic medical records have given you is now wasted and thrown out. You know, I used to work for an HMO when I was building my practice. I didn't really like it that much. It was very condensed. You had patients with multiple problems, and you were only given a few minutes to deal with them. It wasn't as the patients weren't happy. You couldn't refer where you needed to without going through a whole bunch of paperwork and red tape. But what I extremely didn't like, and I actually quit over, was my transcriptions were wrong. I would transcribe. You had to transcribe everything because they didn't want to try to read a doctor's handwriting, which is horrible in and of itself. And so I would speak into a transcription system. I would do it slowly. I don't think I could speak slowly, but I would speak clearly, slowly, enunciate, not dangle my participles. And the transcriptionist would get a lot of things wrong. And it would take me about an hour a day to review what the previous day's transcriptions were and make corrections. Well, at that point, I'm like, don't make me transcribe. Let me just write on the gosh darn chart so there's no question about what's going on. Now, by mistakes, we're talking milligrams versus micrograms, 125 versus 1.25, millimeters versus centimeters. I couldn't handle that. I could not handle those types of mistakes. And the fancy transcription system at the time in the 90s was just not worth it. Don't give me fancy. Just give me some hard paper that I could write down. Well, this is what we're going to start having with our medical equipment. Our robotic surgeries, we described robotic surgery and some of the robots going rogue, right? One robot smacking a woman upside her head when she was getting a hysterectomy done. And another robot that was pinching so hard they had to shut down the whole OR and then just do the surgery manually. Now, robotic surgery is safe. Those were just some rogue rare cases that made the media and there was a lot of publicity with those, but for the most part, these types of surgeries are safe, but the doctor is sitting at a computer operating it. And if these computers could possibly get hacked, I mean, we all saw war games in the 80s, right? Yeah. Okay. So we all know. I don't know. I mean, I'm just a little nervous. Now, of course, that's why you have humans around. We can't just trust robots to handling our medical issues. But if we notice as medical professionals and you as a patient that you have to double check each and everything, I think the pendulum's going to swing back to us just going back to paper. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, melanoma gives off certain odors, and scientists are starting to analyze airborne molecules given off human skin cells. We'll talk about that. I mean, doctors used to have to taste the urine to see if you were diabetic. Am I now going to have to sniff people's moles? A lot of melanomas are in the undercarriage, you know. Huh. I got to work on my sniffing senses, I guess. Don't go away, guys. Still live for a couple hours. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.